Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. In late 2014, President Obama issued an executive order to better track and prevent illnesses caused by superbugs. No, not insects, but antibiotic-resistant bacteria.
These superbugs and new ones rank among the top challenges of our century. One U.S. senator wants to create a federal office dedicated to antimicrobial resistance.
Are they being alarmist? Unfortunately, not. For example, in 2012, 450,000 cases of multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis were diagnosed, and many strains of Neisseria gonorrhea are now resistant to antibiotics of last resort, meaning there are no treatments left.
How about developing better drugs? Only a handful of the big pharmaceuticals now do the work and may require decades for new antibiotics to reach patients. So it's imperative to slow antibiotic resistance and find the cause.
The first problem is that bacteria adapt and evolve easily. Second is the problem of antibiotic overuse. Think of times when you took an antibiotic not knowing that you really had a bacterial infection.
Critically ill patients are often prescribed multiple antibiotics, which unfortunately can help generate new superbugs. So some hospitals now enforce stricter guidelines.
Another problem, which accounts for over half the use of antibiotics, is the livestock industry. It's given to control infections and to promote weight gain, but many countries now ban this practice.
The U.S. is only asking for voluntary compliance, but in order to turn the tide, we need better surveillance, research, and perhaps laws so we're not faced with sick children whose infections we cannot fight.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.